Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Antonio Prescott, an inmate at McKenzie Correctional Farm outside Wasilla. Antonio manages the chicken house, which supplies eggs for Alaska's correctional system.
I had a lot of shame. I had a son that passed away, and so my life was really, really messed up at that point. So I was drinking a lot of alcohol and just getting in a lot of trouble. So I definitely don't want to get out and go back into that direction. So I'm thankful for the opportunity of coming out here and learning all of these things. So now I really can get out and rebuild my life. This actually shows you, gives you more skills, prepares you to get out on the street. It's consistency and everyday work. Other prisons don't show you that. It's more like you're mostly on lockdown, go outside a couple hours a day, and it's totally not like that. It's as soon as you wake up, after the first count, 6 a.m., it's time to go to work. I've been back doing the chickens for about 8 months. Every morning I come in here about 7 o'clock. I'll feed, I'll water, I'll do a health check. In the morning I collect eggs, and at about 4:30, 5 o'clock I'll come in here again and collect more eggs. This morning I got 95, and out back they did 13. And then I should end up with around 140, 150. I was never like that. I was more taking a lot of shortcuts, always doing something else. I get bored real easy. So this type of environment actually is grounding me. So I like, doing this type of thing. I'm more of a worker type. I'm more of a stay on the backside. I just want to get out, get a job, take everything one step at a time. I want to, see my son and my daughter. So I just want to take everything slow and rebuild my life and make sure I don't come back to prison and lead down the path that I was on before I came to jail.
Antonio Prescott works on the McKenzie Correctional Farm outside Wasilla. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.